beaming into a mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tick. Yes, welcome to my show. Tonight's podcast, Psionics and the Middle Path. Well, tonight's topic is about sorting obstacles, transforming circumstances, and projecting prosperity into your life path way ahead of you. So we're going to work with some simple constructs of visualization. So without further ado, let us begin. Okay, so I've been away from the virtual switchboards for a few days. Yes, some of my club members have heard back from me. I know there's been a great deal of messages on the public website, and I am doing my best to get around to answering all these wonderful questions. Thank you so much for your support of my work. Well, I've been on a road trip to visit my good friends Joshua Warren and his lovely wife Lauren. You know what? It feels like it has been an age and an age since we previously had a friendly gathering. So we all enjoyed getting together very much, and I appreciate Joshua and Lauren for taking some time to spend with my wife and I out of their very busy schedule. It was like a gathering of the Fantastic Four. Yeah, jumping right out of the pages of a comic book. For those of you who may not be familiar with my good friend Joshua, you can read about his work at joshuapwarren.com and follow him on Twitter for any announcements and new curiosities that he shares with the world. I tell you, he is a legend, and my wife and I love him and his wife very dearly. We are very happy to all be such good friends. And that's something that doesn't happen all the time for everyone, so consider yourself blessed when you meet very good people. So stay tuned for any new announcements from Joshua and the world of the mysterious and, of course, the uber paranormal. Also, we are more than a merry old band of friends here. Joshua and I have a very strong passion for making the world a better place, even if the tunnel is closing in all around us, the valley of darkness collapsing in on the world, the marching of the New World Order coming for all of us. Well, we're not going to just stop and give up. No, indeed. We are always, and I mean consistently, projecting our wills into the world to make life better for as many people as we possibly can. And by the way, I want to personally thank all of you who are listening now who have taken the time to join my Insiders Club and train in my philosophy and to support my continued research. Visit verloc.club to learn more about becoming a psionic knight. And, you know, just keep within our circle, our fellowship, Joshua Warren and myself, Tom Verloc, and together we'll all keep the magic high. Very high indeed. Alrighty, so now that I'm back from Nevada and in my home state of California, it's all back to working the big switchboard that I call the world circuit. Some folks might be more familiar with the term noosphere. Well, essentially, this is the energy fields relative to human consciousness that surround this planet, which does indeed have an impact on the way our planet responds on many levels. Life is kinetic, folks, We are always in motion, ever going onward in the stream of time. Or is it so? The reality that you are walking through here and now is a journey to the other side. And hopefully, you find my psionics research invaluable to you in making this journey smoother on many levels of your personal life, and perhaps in helping some other people, some other folks out there, get through some really rough times. So tonight I'm going to talk about the branch of my psionics philosophy that I call the middle path. A middle path simply means staying focused on the journey as opposed to being derailed from destiny by life's various and often inconsiderate circumstances. You know, most people just want to live in a peaceful and prosperous lifestyle. Now, while this prosperity and tranquility of mind may be difficult to accomplish, it is not at all impossible. Particularly in a day and age whereby psionics can greatly reduce the years of meditation typically required by older schools of the occult and the mystical pursuits such as Zen meditation. Our gadgets and our relationship to instruments, patterns that we can draw upon parchment, a charge within a vessel makes life's pursuit of independent knowledge and personal self-empowerment much more readily available to the average person. This is the dream of the pioneers before us, such as Nikola Tesla, Thomas Hieronymus, and then David Tansley. Oh, of course, Doc Albert Abrams, and the fictional writer E. E. Doc Smith was also a food engineer, and he really pioneered the whole idea of psionics and the cosmic all. And then the more recently departed pioneers like Dr. Masaru Emoto, and of course, the late Dr. Patrick Flanagan. Essentially, what we want to do is learn what steps to take in order to achieve what we'd ultimately like to manifest in our lives. This point is one to consider with some earnestness, as my philosophy in this continuance of pursuing psionics from my mentor before me is entirely something I commit to as a means to create or alter experiences. Life is about experiences. These experiences are components of the ultimate journey. The first thing we come to in realization about life is that this is all going to end one day. You know, we don't live forever. The people we know around us don't live forever either. Thus, one will sooner or later realize that this reality is really a transition from one incarnation to the next. And that's something that we don't think about all the time. We know it in the back of our minds, but we don't really take it into consideration as something important to keep in mind throughout life. Most of us want to forget about our mortality. I choose to embrace it as a component of the overall experience of traveling and eventually making that transition into the next world. Our disembodied personalities do continue after death. I wrote a book on this topic with the title, well, a very fun title, called Psionic Necromancer. Having this understanding firmly in mind, we can then pursue life with much more courage. And then with psionics and the Miraculous Prayer Board, we might even embark on a better path than the one we started out with early on in life. As psionicists, we embrace both information and mindfulness. Our machines and instruments are merely an extension of ourselves and of our minds. So it's very important how you shape your mind. The more that we work with these instruments, the better and stronger we become with the force. This is the crucial defining point in the journey whereby externalized constructs and gadgets become our way of transforming the movie that is rolling before our eyes on a moment-by-moment basis. We are in truth ever in the eternal present, yet the forces of space-time, which are merely constructs in and of themselves, continue to play through this movie of life with such precision that most of the time we would not ordinarily suspect the grand illusion of this cosmic theater we find ourselves in when we enter into very deep and relaxed meditation. Or, as a matter of course, when we access certain aspects of this reality through the tuning of our radionics and psychotronics. So in running my club for a number of years now, the one thing that people have most in common is a belief that they understand what their problem might be and that something must absolutely be done about it. Usually, these are problems related to circumstances. Well, I'll tell you a little secret right now. Circumstances, while apparently external and solid barriers to our success, are indeed merely containers for data. That is to say, all of the adverse situations that seem to be regularly manifested to annoy or bar your path to success are indeed truly variable. This means that the temporary container for this information, which acts as a program running in the background of this contemporary matrix reality that we exist in, is subject to change. And that's the good news. All of these programs are rewritable by you. You're the programmer now. You are potentially the architect of your own web of synchronicities. What you want to know is how to rewrite the programs. And then, of course, have some training and experience enough to know exactly what you should indeed rewrite into these programs. Now, fortunately, I've done a lot of the groundwork, so have other people. Groundwork in the whole trial by error process approach, and even after extensive training under my former mentor before me, so I can offer a number of materials that you may purchase in my club or have those materials without extra charge that are included weekly and monthly, of course, before archiving every month these materials. The sooner you get into the club, the more you will receive from the club. Go to verloc.club and decide on a commitment option, either monthly, 6 months, or up to an entire year as a Verloc insider. Alright, so I'm going to leave my listeners with a simple and fun exercise that you can do right now to change your perception of the journey through life. What we do first is break all the complexities of life down into its simplest components. There are numerous means for doing this, but I find that pathworking is much more fun, and well, while pathworking is purportedly a secret held by occultists for many ages, the process should be incredibly familiar to you, as in any kind of a daydream experience, albeit a rather lucid sort of daydreaming experience. The real difference is breaking down of the complex into simple and clear visual components, organizing these components and then keeping in control of that movie that is playing inside of your mind. Because whatever thoughts you choose to entertain regularly and most clearly have the greater chance of successfully materializing in the life path before you. That is why worry is such a terrible adverse activity, because worry is a form of concentration. If you worry about something a lot, it has much greater chance of manifesting in your life. So stop worrying. All right, let's imagine for a few minutes that you are standing at the orifice to a dark and rocky tunnel. There is a clear light at the far end of this threshold. All around you in this tunnel are dark figures who wait in hiding to deter you from your path ahead. But you are armed with the knowledge here that this tunnel belongs to your mind, and that all that is within this threshold is entirely owned by your will and your drive and your imagination. You now stand at the center of this tunnel. Holding your destination fixedly in mind, you perceive the shadows around you, not as enemies, but now as friends. You are reconciling the ancient forces of darkness, and these shadows are now helping you along your path, being conformed to your inner will. You reach the end of the tunnel, and you stand before a portal of pure cosmic light. Now all you have to do is become one with this light of the cosmic all, and this part of the journey, from here on, is entirely owned by you and your own imagination. Whatever it is that you so wish to manifest, you will find beyond this door. Keep in mind that you may share some of these pathworking impressions with other people by reaching out with your psionic instruments and then by combining the various runes and rune scripts for specific outcomes you'd like to see manifested in the world and indeed in the greater body social. Lastly, but not least, when you do become proficient at holding this imaginary adventure firmly inside of your mind's eye, it will then be time for you to sit in your straight-back armchair and incorporate a psionic instrument. So we might start by pointing our flashlights at a distant blank wall while working through this pathworking experience. And then when you're ready to work on something much more specific, you can pin up an image or something to represent the thing that you so desire to manifest on the wall or table across from you, and then aim your flashlight upon this image or object while closing your eyes and making, once again, this internal journey to the portal of pure cosmic light. And the cosmic all will manifest for you what you desire. All right, so how's that for a free lesson for all of my listeners tonight? All right, I think it's going to work out really great for everyone. Just give this exercise a try. Maybe 5 minutes a day or every other day, whatever time you can afford. And with this, I leave my listeners to pursue destiny. Kick fate out of the way and do not take counsel of your fears. If you enjoy my podcast, please patronize my shop at verloc.com/shop. And as always, always, until next time, keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.